Blog Talk Radio.
Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is the names of God, Christos, the Anointed One. I am Brother Grant, and I am here to welcome you this afternoon and to assist you in working through your Christianity. Welcome to Church Lady Now. And this blog is designed to help us all mature in our knowledge of God and His personal relationship with Him. This year, we are on a path to know God more intimately. We started this journey by looking at the Hebrew names of God. And today, we're going to make a transition and look at the Greek name for God, Christo, C-H-R-I-S-T-S-O. Which means Anointed One. The Bible was originally written in Hebrew and then translated into Greek. Now, the first human to record biblical events was Moses. He was commanded by God to write it down. Exodus 34:27 records God's words to Moses. Write down these words. For in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. God wrote as Moses recorded, had directed him to in his native tongue, which was Hebrew. Now, most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And there are a few chapters of the prophecies in the books of Ezra and Daniel, and one verse in Jeremiah that were written in the language of the day, which was called Aramaic. This language was very popular because Aramaic was the common language spoken in Israel at Jesus' time, and it was likely the language that he spoke on a day-to-day basis. The New Testament was written in Greek, and Greek was the language of the educated during the years the New Testament was being written, which was from about 50 to 100 AD. At that time, many Jews could not read Hebrew, and consequently, around 300 BC, a translation of the Old Testament from Hebrew into Greek was written and completed, and it was completed around 200 BC. This Greek translation of the Old Testament was called Septuagint, and it was widely used in the Jewish synagogues, and it became a missionary tool for the early Christians. The New Testament authors wrote in Greek. They used common and everyday Greek. For many years, some scholars ridiculed the Greek of the New Testament because many of its words were unfamiliar to those who were reading the writings of the Greek classical authors such as Plato and Aristotle. However, later records were uncovered that showed that ordinary people, and amazingly, they were using the same words that are found in everyday speech. So they felt that Greek was the proper language. Now that we have laid a foundation for today's teaching on Christos, a Greek word which means the Anointed One, I would like to briefly give you our ministry background. BlogTalkRadio.com is easy to access. We also are a 501c3 corporation, and we have information on that. And we have an opportunity for you to make a donation and also to tell you about our teacher, the Church Lady. Lastly, we'll tell you how you can contact us. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com since 2013. And to date, we have 121 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. You can go into our library at blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to all of our past shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we taught on knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus. And in the third year, our focus was getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. Now, we offer rotational teachings. That means that we have a new teaching every week. This year's teachings about God is not the same as the teaching presented in year one. We are growing in our understanding and relationship with God, and therefore, we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you access the most recent program, we have placed the Church Lady Now ad on our Facebook pages, and each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. If you click on the arrow, and the link will take you directly to the teaching on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type Church Lady Now in search box. Click enter, and you will be on the blogtalkradio.com page for Church Lady Now. Scroll down past the sponsored advertisements, and you will then see all of our programs by date. Or you can go to the internet and type Church Lady Now in the search box and go directly to the Blog Talk Radio program. And for those of you who are visual learners, we have some video teachings on YouTube, and that's at youtube.com. And the teaching clips are from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Rescue Mission. To find us on YouTube, in the search box, type Artist Oliver Church Lady to access our many lively video clips. And the video sound in these is a little loud because we were at the Union Gospel Mission. We were ministering to homeless people, and so it was a large crowd. So turn down the volume and enjoy our powerful teachings. The Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, and all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts for all donations $50, which is required by law, and upon request, we can provide tax receipts for donations under $250. But to support the ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, our ministry, we have a brief story. We do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate. Our teaching includes this program, Church Lady Now, Bible classes, women's retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. And we serve the less fortunate, homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters, and women and children in domestic violence shelters, and also children in third world countries. Now, our mission, we're called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those whom are bound. And that is Isaiah 61:1. Now, the Church Lady, Artist Oliver, is the Northwest leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Minister Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, to contact us, you can contact us by telephone at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. That's churchladyministries@gmail.com. So today is our first teaching on the Greek names for God, Christos, Anointed One. We all know a name is important because it is how we are known to others. In our past teachings, we examined the Hebrew names of God, which represent his power, his actions, and reputation. In the Hebrew, God is known as Elohim, God of all, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Adonai, Lord and Master, Jehovah Mekadosh, and that's Imgash, the Lord who sanctifies or sets apart, Jehovah Wah, Lord my shepherd, and Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And now that we have had our ministry introduction and a review of the past teachings, let us join Church Lady for Christos, the Anointed One. So, we are now going to welcome the Church Lady with Good Afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. Thank you for that exciting introduction and your faithfulness to spreading the gospel. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? It is my prayer that the word of Christos, the Anointed One, have free course in your lives today. It is our goal to present the word to you to bless and encourage you. Amen? Let it be so. Here's the backstory. Christos is a Greek word, which means the Anointed One. In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God." Here John uses the name Jesus Christ. Jesus refers to his human name, and Christ refers to his divine life. Jesus is fully man and fully Messiah at the same time. Christos, the Anointed One, is his divine title. Jesus is God in human flesh. God stepped down from heaven and took on human flesh, which is called incarnation. Carnis means human flesh. Jesus is anointed. Jesus is anointed. This was the name that was applied to Jesus by the early Greek-speaking Christians. They called Jesus Christos, the Anointed One. It is a translation of the Hebrew word Mashiach, commonly spelled in English as Messiah, which also means anointed. Now, our foundation scripture for today is found in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 29, which reads, "He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Peter answered and said to him, 'You are the Christ.'" Peter said, "You are the Christ. You are the Anointed One. You are the Christos." Do you know Jesus as Christ? Do you know Jesus as the Anointed One? Do you know him as Christos? Are you anointed? According to Smith's Bible Dictionary, anointing in the Holy Scriptures is either material or spiritual. Material, that is, it's done with oil. Or spiritual, it's done by the Holy Spirit. First, let's look at material practices of anointing. There is what's considered the ordinary anointing. That is, anointing the body or the head with oil as a common practice. That's a Jewish practice. And it was also a practice of other Oriental nations. Anointing the head with oil or ointment also seems to have been a mark of respect, sometimes paid by the host to his guest. That's Luke 7:46. Another material application of anointing is an official anointing. That is for a rite of inauguration. There was the prophetic anointing, when prophets were anointed to their office. And the prophets were called messiahs, or they were called anointed ones. That's 1 Kings 19:16. The priest, at their first institution of the Levitical priesthood, the priests were anointed. They were anointed to their office. But after that, anointing seemed to be reserved for the high priest. So the high priests were anointed. And kings were anointed as part of their divine appointment in the ceremony. That's 1 Samuel 9:16. The anointing rite was sometimes performed more than once. David was anointed 3 times. And under the official umbrella, objects were anointed with oil, objects that were being set apart for religious service. Remember, Jacob anointed a pillar at Bethel? That's Genesis 31:13. And the anointing is prescribed by James to recover the sick. That's James 5:14. And James 5:14 is very similar to what the disciples went out to do. They went out to heal the sick. Now, there is a spiritual anointing. In the Old Testament, a deliverer is promised under the title of Messiah or anointed. The Old Testament refers to the coming of Jesus as the deliverer, as the Messiah, as the anointed one. And the nature of his anointing is described to be spiritual, not material, but spiritual, with the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, Jesus of Nazareth is shown to be the Messiah, or the Christos, or the anointed one. And the historical fact of his being anointed is with the assertion that there's a record of the Holy Spirit being with him. Christ was anointed as prophet, priest, and king. But here's the good part. Spiritual anointing with the Holy Ghost is conferred also upon Christians by God. I want to repeat that. Spiritual anointing with the Holy Ghost is given to you and I by God. Anointing expresses the sanctifying influence of the Holy Spirit upon Christians who are priests and kings unto God. You and I are priests and kings unto God. We might not always act like we're a priest or a king, but it's not our behavior. It's what Jesus did for us. So today I ask you, are you a priest? Are you a priestess? Are you a king? Are you a queen According to the Bible, he who establishes us with Christ has anointed us. Did you hear that? God established us with Christ, and God has anointed us. Now, the next verse goes on to say, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. That means in our hearts we have the Holy Spirit. In our hearts we have the Anointed One. That's 2 Corinthians 1:21. Friends, you are sealed of God, and you are His. I am sealed of God, and I am His. The Almighty God has marked us, and we belong to Him. The Holy Spirit serves as our guarantee, our pledge, our deposit of God's commitment to complete His work in us. You see, we can't complete the work in us. The Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, completes the work in us. Now, this is a promise. This promise is written in 2 Corinthians 5:5, which reads, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given his Spirit as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is at work in our lives today. In him, and after we heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, we believed. And when we believed, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We were anointed. We were set apart. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until redemption. And until we get to heaven. The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. And he is with us forever. That's Ephesians 1:13 and 14. Christos, the Anointed One, made a way for you and I to receive spiritual anointing. Spiritual anointing with the Holy Ghost, with God's Spirit, has been given to you and I. We are the Anointed Ones. We are the Anointed of Christ. Christos has anointed us and set us apart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, today, I pray that you have been reminded of who you are in Christ. You are anointed. You are sealed with God's Spirit. You are sealed with God's Spirit. God has put a deposit into you. God has put a deposit into me. And we are His. I pray this day that Christos, the Anointed One, causes you and I to get a bigger vision of how to live a life that pleases God. Amen? Wow, time has gone by so quickly. This concludes today's radio blog. Again, I pray that you're encouraged and that the Word of God has free course in your life. And now let's get back to Brother Grant, who's going to do our closing prayer and give you some additional ministry information. Brother Grant?
Yes, hello, listeners. I am going to give us our perpetual prayer. And for all of us, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his son, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, amen. The Church Lady listeners, you can partner with us to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And our partners are asked to make a small monthly donation of $19.99 a month or $240 a year. Now, all donations are used to help support our ministry outreaches to the less fortunate and Bible teaching to all people. Our Bible teaching includes this radio blog, Bible classes, seminars, retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. Church Lady Ministries is good soil to sow your financial seed, and all contributions to this charity are tax deductible. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3, and you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. To support this ministry, please send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And if you need more information about our ministry, please call us at 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, for more information. You can also check us out on our Facebook pages, which are Church Lady Ministries or Artis Oliver Church Lady. And then you can like us and you can follow us. And now you can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Or if you would like to contact us via email, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time.